everyone. It's a very special episode since Riot has announced Valorant's EMEA ecosystem, Blant Championships, and VCT Game Changers EMEA. And today, the future of it, essentially, because it's been going for quite a while, being super successful anyway. And today, I have a pleasure to talk to Vera Vinken, Senior Brand Manager, VCT Game Changers EMEA Lead at Riot Games. Therefore, it's a great day to reflect on Game Changers, its successes and challenges, and, well, look at the Valorant's EMEA future. So, Vera, welcome. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation. It's really awesome to be here and share some more details around Game Changers and just talk a little bit about why this is important for us, for me, and why this is also just a very exciting time for Riot Games.
Absolutely. So before we will dig into the past of Game Changers, the future of it, and the current situation, I have one very important question to start with. Which Valorant character are you?
Oh, that's a really hard one because I'm like I like to also go into different roles, but I would say I'm Killjoy, not just because she's German and from Berlin, but also because she's an engineer and she's always trying out new stuff. She's not afraid to start new things, not afraid to fail, and I would say I'm definitely not afraid to fail. I like to go wild sometimes and just do a lot of new and different projects. And at the same time, I'm also very strategic. And yeah, last but not least, sometimes I'm also trying too much to be a Berlin hipster girl. So Killjoy definitely fits.
I think that relates to her outfit and style, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a perfect encapsulation of like Berlin style. So I can totally understand the choice and the whole strategy thing, considering what you've been working on for past months. Well, I think it's a perfect fit. So great choice. And how did it happen that you become a part of the Valorant team and specifically take care of the VCT Game Changers?
So everything started in Riot Games back in January 2021, so only kind of 12 months ago when I started with Riot Games. I started as a senior brand manager for DACH. DACH is Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. And I kind of quickly got into the topic of women within Valorant. And I'm, to be honest, I think it's very lucky that I got the possibility to work on such broad project. And I, to be honest, I can't even answer how I got into that position, but I think we just have so amazing and empowering managers that are encouraging us to take over these roles and responsibilities. And at the same time, probably my passion and dedication for women within esports is something that brought me into that position and role.
Yeah, this is great, especially that Valorant is doing has been doing so much for women in esports. That's great to see that it's encouraged inside the company to jump on the opportunities like that and be in charge of that. And well, I'm not surprised if on the Riot side is a person like you that the initiatives were so amazing. So tell us specifically, what are you in charge of in your role?
Sometimes that's very difficult to say within Riot Games because we are a very diverse team coming from all different backgrounds and we're kind of doing a lot of things at the same time. But mainly my background is with design and strategy. So this sums it up very much in the end. What I'm doing mostly is creating our North Star, where we want to go, our vision and mission. And at the same time, thinking about the story we want to tell. So something that I've been working on for this year is the whole story about women in esports are here to stay, here to slay. And then thinking about how can we spread that message? How can we make our position visual and transport our emotions into the community. So, but in the end, my daily work ranges from doing workshops with women to understand their needs, to actually creating storyboards for new campaign videos. So it's very diverse in the end.
Sounds like it. And it's great that you have opportunity to actually have a high level overview and then go more into details. And as probably our listeners notice, I've been speaking in very high words from the very beginning about the VCT Game Changers, because I'm just super excited about this project. But maybe we can tell our listeners a bit more about the project itself. What is it about?
So Game Changers was founded to empower women and create a stage to shine and gain visibility for these women within esports, and especially pro players. And at the same time, VCT Game Changers is an entry point for women into the esports pro career. So what we always, a topic that always comes up is, why is Game Changers not the same as maybe VCT? And I think it's really important to understand that Game Changers is not a women league. We're not going to create separate leagues for separate genders. We just want to create an entry point for women that don't know how to get into esports, or for women who need the stage to create visibility for them in order to be picked up by esports organizations.
I think that's very much needed. I had a chance to speak to a few Counter-Strike players in the past, and they had a bit of a struggle understanding how to progress with the career and how to develop their skills and, well, upgrade their abilities. And I think that Game Changers addresses that for Valorant. You're building essentially not only the safe space to get into esports, but also the understanding of how the career can evolve over time. Isn't it like that?
Yeah, exactly. Like when we're looking at Game Changers and the projects that we're doing under Game Changers, we're always thinking about the path to pro and how do the different stations look like, and how can we help these gamers, our community, to follow their dreams, follow their passion, and become professional, no matter if they want to be a pro player or a caster or an observer or other esports talents. We want to be there along the whole journey.
You've mentioned also that one of your responsibilities is to run those focus groups or user research on female players. Is that something that helps you also to plan for the VCT Game Changers? And if you can say a bit more about that, how's that happening? How you're organizing those groups?
Yes, absolutely. One of our key values in the company is that we are a player-focused company. So everything that we're doing, we're trying to integrate our community and player base. So we build products and projects around our community for the community needs. And how these focus group sessions look like is that, for example, in one of them, we invited a very diverse group of women and other marginalized genders coming from different backgrounds of pro players, influencers, casters, observers, but also managers and coaches. And we just wanted to learn more about where are they standing, what are their needs, where do they want to go, how do they think about specific topics. And this was in a very early stage of our Game Changers project when we started around mid-early this year. And it really helped us to understand what our product needs to look like and how we need to further develop it in the future. Because our ultimate goal is that in the end, we hope we don't need Game Changers anymore, because our ecosystem becomes so diverse that it's just very natural that there are women, men, other marginalized genders playing together on the big stages. So talking with them really helped us to understand how from their perspective, we can reach this objective.
This is wonderful. I mean, it sounds super rewarding from your side, since you can not to be detached from the community and the world outside, and you're really developing something that's has been reported as needed by people who are your recipients in the air and the beneficiaries of the project. So it's really great initiative. And how's that important to you, the game changers in general?
Sorry, can you repeat that question, please?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Why is it important to you? I mean, I know I've been chaotic on the answer because I'm just impressed with the level of detail that you're having on the way to planning the strategy for Game Changers. But yeah, focusing on you and on the personal note, why is it important to you?
So I was a gamer all my life, and I think as a child and teenager, you don't really see the gender because you're also behind your screen, you're playing along all these, and I hope my parents don't hear this, all these strangers. And like just growing up behind the screen, spending nights together with friends and doing rifts was absolutely amazing. I was an absolute sucker for MMOs, so I'm also really looking forward for the Riot Games MMO. Probably, I can definitely say gaming is my passion, and I wouldn't be the same person if I wouldn't have gamed throughout the nights. But I, at the same time, even though it was like really my biggest passion and hobby at that point, I never thought about becoming a pro or foster a career within esports or gaming. And I think that also comes from a lack of role models, a lack of seeing women in the esports and gaming field at that point. And I'm happy that we see a lot of progress in the past years already, but we definitely need more of them in the esports and gaming industry. And like, I did a personality test this year within my team, and the outcome was that I'm a helping inspirer. So I think that fits very well to why this is important to me, because I want to enable these women. And I just started my very young career within gaming this year, but I also hope that at some point maybe I can become a role model for women to follow their dreams into gaming.
Well, you definitely are already, even though it's just a year in the resume, let's say. And that's why we're sitting here today, because you're doing things that are super important for community. So I think if that's your plan, then you're on the very good path to get there.
Thank you.
No, definitely. And you've mentioned that from your perspective, the female-only initiatives are needed. I know we've touched on that previously, considering the safe space for people to get in. Would that be the main reason why the female-only initiatives should take place?
So it is, our community is incredibly diverse. We see that just based on the numbers and based on I think probably everybody can see it when you're looking at the streamers and influencers. The whole community is incredibly diverse. But at the same time, we see a gap between what we see in the community to what we see on esports stages, because the esports stages, realistically at the moment, are not very diverse yet. So in order to create to equalize that between the community representation and the esports representation, we feel the need to help women to break that stereotype, be seen, go on to big stages and foster their careers. Because as I said, our vision is to have one diverse ecosystem in the future, same as we have one diverse community at the moment. And our dream is just to have a realistic representation within esports of women as we have in our community.
And you already have, because now we're talking about the female-only initiatives, but you've already had female-only and mixed tournaments. How would you reflect on them?
So we did 3 women tournaments in 2021. And yes, we definitely initially planned on having 1 mixed tournament this year, the all-in format. And the idea behind the tournament was to create a dedicated space for women and mixed teams, because we also want to encourage esports organizations and teams to hire more diverse and create these mixed teams, because we don't really believe that there shouldn't be any obstacle on having a mixed team rather than a male or women only team. And yes, we definitely hear the criticism, and we also changed our plans based on the community feedback. We still think that the all-in format is a good product and an idea. But following the helpful feedback and really the direct talks we had with pro players, we realized it's just too early to implement. And our ultimate goal of Game Changers is to see more women being signed by esports organizations. So developing and focusing on women teams first is something that we decided to do now for the very early beginning. And at the same time, also one of the very important feedbacks was that Game Changers is a safe space for women. I think this is something we definitely underestimated, how that whole like Discord server and that whole community within Game Changers is also some kind of safe space for them. And we definitely want to strengthen this approach in 2022 and work together with the teams and players to redefine our approach. And yeah, in general, I would say we definitely hope to see more women playing also along the overall system next year. So I'm looking forward to have women teams in the open qualifier for the VCT, but also the regional leagues, and just fight for a place in the official league.
Do you think it's also a matter of a region in which we are? Because I think that in the US, there is like Evil Genius having the mixed team of Valorant, right? And do you think that the fact that EMEA region is so diversified and culture-wise and language-wise, etc., might influence that as well?
I definitely think that some regions are a lot farther when it comes to diversity. But there's also, I think in some regions, there's just a lack of understanding and knowledge. We have also esports organizations reaching out to us, and something that we also found out in our focus group sessions is how can esports organizations even create a space for mixed teams? I mean, they are for a long time now, they had these male and men only teams, and they are living together in a house, and so there's a huge change for them, and this is something that's unknown. And yes, unknown things are always a little bit scary. Mm-hmm. So I think it just needs a bit more time, a bit more testing and observing and gaining knowledge. But ultimately, I think there's no obstacle in the future of EMEA teams also signing and creating more mixed and diverse teams. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point, what you've noticed here on the, well, let's call it infrastructure and all the peripheral things that are around the initiative itself, because it's been like the esports world has been built in a specific way for years. And now it's a massive change when that requires a new infrastructure and new approach and maybe new specialists to be hired, etc. Well, it's good that you see this and you take step by step to, well, probably reinforce each of the steps on the way. So it's not just a rapid, you know, announcement that now everything is mixed and female and just fireworks and everything, but it's an honest work.
Yeah. I wish it would be that easy with just fireworks.
Exactly. But you've been, well, maybe it's better this way because now we're going, you know, more aware of next steps and we're able to make them empowered with more knowledge and more understanding. So yeah, it's a hard road, but the road counts as well, like, right? So
yes, absolutely.
You know, from the developer perspective, you've been doing a lot of work to understand the community. I understand now that community is an important part of shaping the narrative for Game Changers, shaping the strategy for Valorant leagues, etc. And why is it important for the game developer to care for the diversity of its esports scene?
So I want to start with one point that's also coming from our focus group session, actually, and a lot of feedback from our community. So I think our game developers and game designers did a really amazing job on designing the game itself, because when we're looking at the agents and their outer appearance, their characters, their personalities, the game design itself is already incredibly diverse. And I think this is something that actually gets also a lot of women and other marginalized genders into Valorant itself. So therefore it's really important for us that, as I said, there's a realistic representation of the community in esports, and therefore we want to highlight these women to actually be seen and to create this realistic representation on the big stages, on the VCT stages. At the same time, we hope that this initiative creates more role models and also creates a clear path for all players, no matter the background, to actually grow and shine and follow their dreams and become pro players.
Yeah, I'm definitely a huge fan at this point of your focus groups, because it's like you're getting so much information from that. I cannot imagine how wonderful and exciting it can be in the same time to collect all this feedback, because that fuels the game and that fuels the esports scene, definitely. And I totally agree on the fact that the game is really well designed when it comes to diversity. I myself, I was never the first to jump on the fire line and be there, but I like the Reyna character so much that I can overcome my fears, you know, and just go all in there. So her character is very much different than my personal one, but when it comes to projecting my, you know, desired gaming traits, yes, she's a perfect encapsulation of that. So
yeah, she's definitely a real boss lady.
Yeah. Exactly. Something to look up to. Canceling the part about her, empowering on the raw kills or something.
But that
doesn't sound very much appealing to me in the personal life. But it's a definitely great character. So I totally understand the point of extending the vision of the game to the esports scene. Turning the table, what is the biggest benefit for the community of players from having the developer of the game directly involved in the esports scene?
I think there's a huge consistency, and everything is kind of well thought through. I even would say that sometimes when I'm looking at Valorant and how it was built, the game itself feels different because it was built with esports having in mind, and it is ready for esports. And mm-hmm. there are just so many details that sometimes I'm wondering, is this because we knew that this is going to be an esports title? Some things like, for example, the map details, whenever we're seeing in esports broadcast, seeing the observers flying over the map, and there are all these little details and Easter eggs hidden, and I'm like, is this because of esports? And all these other features. So I think it's just very well thought through. And when we're looking at Riot Games, I would say like even a better thing is that we are an entertainment company and at the same time a game publisher. And at the same time, we also know esports. So with that entertainment background and approach that we're following at the moment, we just create these most amazing shows and we generate hype across the board. And I think with the show we had just now for VCT Champions, that's something that makes esports especially very exciting because it's so emotional.
Definitely. And what would you like to achieve with VCT Game Changers?
To be honest, it would be great if at some point we are watching esports finals and there are players of all genders and backgrounds, and that the gender is no topic anymore. Like, I would really wish for that to happen. And at the same time, I hope that in general, the VCT Game Changers, EMEA product itself, might become a role model in EMEA for also other games, not just within Riot Games, but especially also other game publishers, to really become that role model as a diverse region and as a diverse esports ecosystem in the future.
Okay, so before moving to the plan for the next year and understanding how you're going to achieve what we've just discussed, can we just sum up what were the biggest achievements of the Game Changers for the last year?
Yes, absolutely. Loving to talk about that.
I'm not surprised. That's what I'm asking. tell me everything.
So we had this year, we launched a program in many different regions across the world. We launched several game changers in Southeast Asia, for example, in Brazil, North America, Latin America. We had three huge serious tournaments in EMEA this year. And we had a collaboration with Women in Games on the Valorant Incubator program, with five women participating. And overall, I think the biggest achievement is we had 58 teams participating with over 300 women competing as pro players. And seeing 18 of these teams being signed by top esports organizations and actually women getting that support they need to grow and thrive within the scene is amazing, but also the actual positive feedback of the community and therefore also players gaining confidence and becoming these stars is something that I really like to observe. And I'm also very happy about how the Women Incubator, the Valorant Incubator performed. All five women were picked up by esports organizations, and two of them actually won the champions title. So this is really awesome. This is a really awesome year, and I can't wait for next year to start.
Yeah, that sounds like what you've been doing really works. So it's great to hear that so many people have already benefited from that. And the fact that, you know, it's been just a year and the players have already been picked by the pro organizations and they won something, actually. It just shows how quick is our industry and how fast everything's happening. So it's great that you understand the tempo of that and you understand the pace of it. And the fact that it has to be iterated, has to be improved. So yeah, coming on the improvements and coming on the topic of next steps, could you share some details on Riot Game plans for the upcoming year 2022 for Valorant and VCT Game Changers?
Yes, absolutely. So next year we're planning to have three serious tournaments again. We are planning to have them in January, May, and September. And on top of that, through these three series tournaments, the teams can, well, apply and get into the global event, which we're hosting in November. And I can't wait to see the top teams actually going to the global event.
Yeah, sounds like a big thing.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to that. I mean, we're still working on a lot of details at the moment, so unfortunately I cannot share too many details, but just having that global event is something that I'm really looking forward to, because, well, we see these women teams, but we also want to see them compete on the big stages across the region. And at the same time, what we're looking into is including more our core community. So therefore, we're going to launch the Academy tournaments. And Academy tournaments are kind of grassroots tournaments. So they have a lower rank requirement when applying and signing up for the tournament. And we want to see more of the like friends groups and academy teams to play and test out their skills and really look if they want to go into esports. It's basically the very early entry point that we're creating with the academy tournaments. And we want to create up to 6 of them next year. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. And where the game changers fit into that?
Sorry, where did game changers fit into?
Yeah, fit into the overall plan for the whole year.
Oh, okay, yeah. When we were looking at the timeline and the plan, we want to make sure that if women teams want to participate in the regional leagues or want to participate in the VCT and actually can make it to the VCT, that they have the chance to, and at the same time would be able to play within the Game Changers tournaments. So something that we are looking into is how can we make sure that there are no overlaps? And to be honest, at this point, we cannot promise it 100%, but we definitely make everything that's in our power to avoid overlaps between Game Changers tournaments and the overall esports leagues. And this is something that we hope also to see more women signing up for these regional leagues and playing actually in the overall esports ecosystem.
That sounds great, and I'm really looking forward to see how's that gonna develop and how's that gonna be rolled out in the next months, because it sounds like a massive initiative, and the global league global championship, that's a massive project itself, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
We've discussed so many topics and there are so many things that we covered, and I'm glad that we had the chance to also touch on the plans for the upcoming year. So just to sum it up everything nicely, if you were to give one piece of advice to a girl who'd like to start playing Valorant or being a professional, being a esports talent in the industry, what would it be?
I would say, first of all, think about how you want to create your own brand, how you want to be visible and be perceived by the community, but also esports organizations. Be dedicated, be bold, and believe in yourself. You will face many failures, and that's absolutely fine because you will grow with every one of them. But the consistency will pay off in the end.
Wonderful. Thank you, Vera. It was great having you on the show, hearing a bit more about the Valorant and the Game Changers plans. And it's great what you're doing, so keep doing that. You're on the great way to become a global role model, and I hope that our episode will contribute to that.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. It was absolutely amazing talking to you. And I'm looking forward to a lot more episodes because I'm really enjoying hearing from all women across the gaming industry. And yeah, I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Thanks.